We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I could tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy, we go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you gotta go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
Hey guys, Bill Spady here. Welcome to Speaking Millennial. I'm here with my co-host Jessica Gibson and Ashley Regan from CFC Loud and Clear.
Nice to be here, guys.
So Jay Black could not be with us today. Where is Jay?
I think he's got a show in Connecticut.
All right. So Ashley, I'm going to say something. First of all, this is the 5th annual. Jessica and I have hosted this with you guys for 3 years.
Yeah.
Huge event.
Huge event.
You pre-sold 7,000 tickets.
Never have done that before, and it's packed out there.
All right, so tell me, how did it get to the point where your mom is calm?
Yeah, which is, like, remarkable, right? Because she's not calm at, like, 9 in the morning on a Tuesday. Yeah, I think everything just really fell into place this year, and everyone kind of knows their jobs. We have a great team. We have great volunteers like you guys and people that have been with us now for 5 years, so they kind of know the drill. They know what to do, and I think this morning just went really great. And
so what time did you get here?
I got here at 4 a.m. Yeah,
what?
It was early. I know. I wish I ran down and got up.
How late will you be here till?
I will be here probably till about 2. It's a long day.
Get 2 in the morning.
It's a labor of love.
All right, so who do we want to thank? We got to thank your mom and dad.
Oh, my goodness.
Lynn and Mark. We got to thank your brother, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel.
Right? What about in Seaside Heights?
Well, I really want to thank the Seaside Heights Council. Christopher Voss, he's really important. He got the event passed and really has done so much to make it happen. Seaside Heights donates the space for us and the stages, and they're just so amazing through the whole thing. So we couldn't do it without them.
We are also live on Facebook. This is the first Speaking Millennial podcast that we've done on Facebook Live.
Outstanding.
So welcome, everybody.
Hello. All right,
so tell me about the story of just to get serious for a minute, your brother in and out of rehab 6 or 7 times. You're the sibling. What was that like for you?
For me, a journey as a sibling is, you know, it's really hard to watch. You're kind of, it's somebody that you're born with a best friend, right? And that's your sibling if you're lucky enough to have those. And, you know, me and Dan are 3 years apart, so we grew up super close. His friends are my friends and vice versa. I went to his proms. So it was really hard watching not only him go through it, but his whole friend group, because there's one left. Literally one friend out of that group left, and they were all my friends growing up too. And as a sibling,
why? Because they're still into things they shouldn't be into.
No, they're all dead. They're all dead. It's literally tragic. And
it's horrible.
I know I seem desensitized at the moment, but it's because I'm just in.
No, it's serious. You've got a mission.
it's horrible because.
So they never were able to get out of it.
No, and you know they lost. I think. They kind of passed the same time that Dan was getting better. They all fell down that black hole around the same time. And they just, CFC didn't exist yet for most of them, you know.
Tell me about CFC. Tell me what, like, you've got people that you know close. You know the families of all the people in your friend circle that have passed?
Yep.
Are they involved? Are some of them here
They
today?
Are. There's a lot, you know, the Butterfly Memorial Garden. I don't know if you got over there, but it's a beautiful tribute. And there's a lot of parents in there that are remembering their children that are here today kind of in spirit. And we do release those butterflies at sunset. So it's kind of, that's a great experience for them. Everybody out there, we have 125 volunteers in the purple shirts, and they are all either members.
How do you get the volunteers? Like, who's
it's literally
family of people who are battling addiction.
Yeah,
do you guys advertise for it?
No, not at all. I actually don't advertise because we have so many. but it's members. It's our members. It's their parents. It's their siblings. It's their girlfriends. Their boyfriends. Yeah. So kind of. The whole family comes out.
So what do you want to say? So we're Facebook Living here. People will hear this on NJ1015.com when they subscribe to the podcast. What do you want to say to people who have a friend or a brother or a sister battling addiction now and lying about it? Right? Like,
lying
they know,
it, yeah.
And they're lying about it.
So for me, Daniel was discovered, like, I knew Dan was doing drugs, but I really wanted, like, he was my friend. We were in high school together, so I wanted to pretend that, like, you know, nothing was happening. It was cool. It was fine. And I didn't say anything to my parents. And my best friend at the time actually told my mom that she saw Dan doing drugs. Really? So that's kind of how my mom found out. And Dan calls her his snitch.
How do you have that conversation?
And he loves his snitch.
What did she say to you?
So
mom?
She.
How do you have that conversation?
She kind of walked in and she. Well, he did it in her car. And he snorted an Oxycontin in her car. Wow. And she didn't tell me. She went to my mom and she's like, this happened. And that's how we kind of found out about Dan's journey. So if you're lying about it, you're doing nobody a favor, and this can only end 2 ways, and it's not going to be good. So do your sibling a favor. They'll hate you right now, but down the road, they're going to love you for doing it. So just seriously
Is there an
tell.
Age group? Like, how old was Daniel? When all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, he was 18. It was our senior year of high school. His senior year of high school, my sophomore year of high school.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. But definitely tell on them because.
So what about the relationship? You and I talked about this on the radio, and that was your first time. I think it was your first time in the studio, right?
It was so fun.
So
I got to meet.
You did great, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did great. and actually, you talked over your mom a couple times. And I think it was good. It was
good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was
all
right. You had a lot to say, but the anger that you had toward your brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was really mad at him because I think as a sibling, you're like. Mom and dad did a good job. You're making them cry every night. I don't understand why you chose this path in this life. Like, why do you feel you need to do that? And you don't understand that there's a mental health component. Because addiction, it's not talked about in schools. We don't learn about it. It's looked at so negatively. So as, like, a young adult or even later in life, you don't see it from an educated perspective. So I think the best thing you could do if you have a sibling going through it is just try to learn everything you can about it and why people choose, you know, it's not a choice. It really is such a mental component. And like, if you look at Dan, you're like, wait, what? Yeah. Like, you would never know. You would never know. And that's how I looked at him, because I knew him before it. So I was like, what? You know, like, what are you doing? And I think, you know, it's really crazy. But
on a personal note, we were trying to figure it out. How was it that we all came together? Because we did this, you and I, Jessica, we did this at Brookdale. When was that? 3 years ago?
It had to have started with an event.
What is it, 2018?
Right? 2016.
So it was 2016.
Brookdale.
No, I mean, it's 2018 now.
It's 2018.
Sometimes
now.
I have to figure out where I am.
3 years of Rock the Farm.
Calendar wise.
Wow. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's crazy. So we met you, obviously, before then.
And you brought Kim there.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
From some event you were covering with her.
Yeah. And Carol Stillwell came too, and that's kind of how we all met her. So
and the security
great.
Was so tight that you and Kim weren't able to come into the building or into the Rock
Farm. Right. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
By the way, I got stopped today.
Well, that's what they're here for.
I just want to say that I showed them. They're like, yeah. Yeah, yeah, we know you from the radio. You're just going to have to wait.
Oh, Empanada Monster, they're here.
Who?
Empanada Monster.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh.
No way. Are they really?
Yeah.
All right, that's
great.
Who
are the best?
Yeah.
They're all good. I mean, I really pick and choose, like, specific. Everybody has to have different stuff, and I try not to get too many so it's not over flooded. So I think everybody's happy outside, but they're all good.
So
Empanada Monster's real good.
Did you try the food trucks yet?
Not yet.
You were here earlier.
I'm saving room in my stomach for fried Oreos, I'm sure.
Hey, Jesse Warren's here.
So who is online with us? All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do something we haven't done. Can I do it from here? No, he may not answer. I can't keep Facebook living and then call
You can call
Jay.
From here.
I want to call Jay.
Jay
Black, our other podcast co-host. I don't know. Do you? Are you in his?
No.
Text him first. All right, how do I get his number? Do you have an earphone? Wait a minute. Can I still Facebook live? See, this is the problem. This is a crisis now.
What do we end first?
Do I stop Facebook Living?
We're 7 minutes in.
First world problems. All right, so
here's what we're going to do. We're going to stop the Facebook Live now. I will pick it up again from the stage. So stay tuned. We'll be back on stage in 30 minutes. And if you are in the Seaside Heights area, seriously, why are you not here? Outstanding event. There are people everywhere. We sold, what did you sell? Some 7,000 pre-sold tickets? And at least 1,000 people at the door.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the goal today. Last year, CFC Loud and Clear raised about $90,000, a little bit north. So this year's goal, $95,000. I think we can do it.
I think we can do it.
The raffle sold out.
Raffle sold out. Somebody is walking away here today with $10,000.
All right, so Jay Black, cool. My other podcast co-host, who is not on social media, cannot join us today because he's got more important things to do, I guess. I don't know. We're going to call him now. He doesn't know we're calling. We'll check back in with you in a little bit. But bear with me. There's going to be an awkward couple seconds while I figure out how to actually end this Facebook Live.
Finish.
Oh, right. All right, good. I'll post that.
People love that. They love it. Thanks,
yeah, they love it. All right, so now we're going to call Jay. What do I do? The challenge is that as I get older...
Do you need to save this?
I need the distance.
One-on-five.
Yes, I want to save this.
Save.
Okay.
Saving. That's good.
That's the face of the guy that just learned how to turn his phone off. All right, so now what do I do? Can I share?
Maybe share, yeah, why not?
All right. The problem is I have to move further back.
All right, now call Jay.
Right. All right, so that's there
what
now.
What kind of fancy new phone is this?
This is a great phone, they tell me. I hate it. It's a 10. What do you have?
I have the X, and I don't know how to use it.
No, it's terrible. All right, this is good.
I'm glad I had a beer.
All right, so can you guys like this and share it?
Yeah. Like my Insta.
You're not as good at liking your Insta as liking other people's Instas.
Pull it up.
You're pretty good at it.
Sorry.
Like, I'm great at liking Instagram. You post a lot.
That was one of my sister's positives, that she likes when you like Insta.
Oh, so listen to this. So Jessica's sister calls her and says that she has a problem with me because of my stance on sea turtles.
A real serious problem.
Like, serious problem.
She's very upset.
I interviewed the guys from the wildlife rescue something or other.
Okay.
And I said, listen, you're really doing nature a disservice by rescuing these sea turtles. Because you're rescuing them and you're sending them back into the ocean for the sharks to eat.
So Courtney,
this was my position. And I said, you should have more in captivity.
How do you feel about
the
straws?
I love straws. As a matter of fact, I have a car full of straws right now. I love straws.
Me and Sandy went out the other night and... I'm all about saving right? sea turtles. It's so I really am. But you're we got I got a mixed drink. I couldn't mix my drink, and then I got a slushy drink. It fell on my face. I'm like, what?
You know why?
This is
you didn't
stupid.
Have a plastic straw.
I know.
The percent. First of all, the percentage of American plastic that gets into the oceans, we are like 20th on the list or 10th. I mean, wherever we are, we're way down. It's China, Indonesia, all these other countries dumping their stuff.
Away from them.
Right. Right. And then in New Jersey, straws and plastic is one of the lowest
then who the
forms of pollution.
Who?
It's these advocacy groups. Right. So there's some stupid turtle
right.
that wasn't smart enough to not have the straw up his nose.
I don't think that was necessarily his fault. I just think.
Oh, no. I'm blaming
was...
the turtle. Natural right, selection. Courtney. The turtles were not smart enough. Have I ruined the whole thing for Courtney
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
But I love the turtles.
I think that if a restaurant's going to get rid of them, bring in paper straws or something.
Paper straws are worse.
They suck. They're
well, they fall apart. You get pieces of straw.
Maybe Twizzler
straws. Yeah, no, they make your taste.
So you will both love this.
What is the answer over on whether or not Jay will answer?
All right, let's... now hold on, let me pull this up.
Why do you still have it on the table?
I don't know.
The weird leg tripod.
All right, I'm calling Jay. Wait, I don't know if that's his... we're still recording,
oh, wow.
aren't we?
Good yep. for you.
All right, we are now live calling our podcast co-host, Jay Black.
Yes, Lydia, how are you, sir?
Jay Black, I am here with Jessica Gibson and Ashley Regan, live from our podcast at the CFC, Loud and Clear, 5th Annual Rock the Farm.
Wow. Well, I am calling you live from traffic on my way to Connecticut, so I feel like we both have something special going on.
Exactly. So, Jay, we... now I forget why I called you. I think what it was, Jay, is we just felt bad that you were not in this episode.
Well, I mean, all you would have had to do is have, like, Jessica go, well, Butrin, and then everybody would have gone, like, oh, Jay's voice went higher.
Jay's had some addiction issues in his world.
Okay.
Yeah. Ashley, do you know Jay?
I know him via Speaking Millennial.
So, Jay, meet Ashley.
Tell Jay about our manner.
All right, listen to this, Jay. You're not going to believe this. The podcast has now gone to the next level.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
We have a banner made for you.
Speaking Millennial banner.
It's hanging out front, the big stages.
I probably set that up like a much bigger thing. Like, hey, we just won $100,000. Like, I realized that I may have overplayed the emotion on the banner. But when I saw the banner for the first time, I was very excited about it.
Bill, do you know what I would have done if we had won $100,000? I would have taken that money and bought a banner. So you know what? It's all the same.
So there you go. There
we'll
you go.
We'll take a selfie in front of it for you. We'll superimpose you later.
Yeah, no, don't superimpose me. Put a good-looking person in front of me.
So do me a favor, Jay.
Young Dan Cook.
Do me a favor. Can you pull over right now and take a selfie of you on the phone so that we can then include that in this podcast? See, I think our listeners...
My wife and family are here, so I could have them take the picture.
Oh,
well, perfect. I am riding it so close on traffic, Bill. I cannot... Even if I was having a heart attack, I would have to drive with my right hand and just let the left hand be numb
Wait, so Jay, you're driving and your wife Christina is in the passenger seat?
Wife Christina in the passenger seat.
Hello, Chris.
Annabelle and Penny and Keen in the back asking repeatedly if we're there yet.
Now, let me ask, is this the Ford Explorer that you bought from one of our favorite sponsors, Steve Califer at Flemington Car and Truck?
No, it isn't. I did drive to Connecticut in that car yesterday.
All right, Jay, you could have just said yes. Yeah, I can't see it. I don't know. I'm plugging the sponsors here. You just work with me. Work with me, Jay.
You know what? Yeah, Bill, as it turns out, I was a little drunk just then on Wellbutrin. I forgot that I was driving in the Ford Explorer that I bought.
That's what I thought.
Caliber and Flemington Car and Truck Country. And not only that, I have actually painted my car in the colors of the Steve Califer dealership so that everybody knows where I got it from.
See that? Thank you, Jay. Thank you. Chris, how are you putting up with him in the traffic?
Oh, hang on 1 second. Let me put it from my headphone to speaker. Chris, you're on Speaking Millennial. It's being recorded.
Chris, you are with Jessica and Ashley Regan. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
All right, Chris, how are you putting up with Jay on a long ride?
Oh, it's great, Bill. It's just great. Everything's good here. Yeah.
Why are you making a noise? You slept the entire night. I said, I'm under a lot of stress because we're leaving late because you didn't have everything together. And you were like, oh, okay. And you went right to sleep. So I've just been driving with my hands on the wheel like this.
It's a lot of fun, Bill. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, Chris, I'll bet we know. We we figured like Jay was your issue today.
Guess what?
It was your turn to watch Jay.
You know what? Thank you. I mean,
all right, big question. Where's the dog? Where is the dog?
The dog is with my mom and dad, and I think he would rather stay there.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. All right. Well, where's the show tonight? Is it at, wait a minute, is it at a great new club owned by our other wonderful podcast sponsor, the Stress Factory, Vinny Brand?
Sorry.
You know what? I learned my lesson on the calendar thing. It is, Bill.
Oh, my God. How about that? Actually, it's okay. We don't have to lie. Vinny's got he's got thick skin. Where are you performing tonight? Where are you tonight?
I'm in Hartford tonight.
All right.
Which you might remember, and they get mad at you when you say this. You say, Hartford? Oh, the place the Whalers used to play. And that's all that Hartford's known for. I don't know if it's done anything else.
You know, I remember the Hartford Whalers. You guys are too young.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Too young. Don't even, like, literally.
Like a hockey team?
I was just going to do a bet with Jay to see if either of you knew what sport. Yes, hockey.
Is that right?
Hockey. Yeah. You were right. All right, Jessica wins the Millennial Prize.
Wait, it was hockey? I thought it was actual whaling.
So, Jay, all right, we're going to... I don't even know what to say with that. Actually, Jay?
That was a famous stadium pause of, well, I don't know what to say, but I'll just let it sit there, and now I'm moving on.
Two reasons.
Many
things went into my brain as you said that. One, that if the Hartford Whalers were a team today, the forces of political correctness would force them to change their name because, God forbid, we celebrated the slaying of whales. Don't you agree?
Yeah, or, Bill, they could just play in Japan.
All right, Jay. There's been a controversy that's been raised in this podcast.
I feel like he will be on.
Do you want to explain it? You think? I don't know. He may not be. Do you want to tell him what your sister did?
No, go ahead.
All right. So Jessica's sister, Courtney, was upset with me, called Jessica and said, I'm really mad at him because she had the impression that I hate sea turtles.
You hate sea turtles?
Sea turtles.
No, you want them dead.
Oh, that I, well, more than that, that
you
I want them dead.
Kill all now, sea turtles.
Now, what happened was this group in New Jersey rescued a bunch of sea turtles. So I had them on Chasing News and I said, guys, you're really not doing the sea turtle any favors. What you've done is you are serving up a buffet for the sharks. And I think really they're better off in captivity.
You know what, Bill? I agree 100% with you.
There you go.
I got in big trouble. I went on a field trip with my son to an animal hospital in Tabernacle. And, I saw, bald eagles and falcons and stuff. And I was like, oh, cool. These are species we should be saving. And then they said, we also have 141 squirrels. And I was like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, you just released the squirrel and the falcon at the same time, and the falcon immediately eats the squirrel. And they were like, well, yeah, outside, it's
I'm
nature.
Not that crazy.
There are a lot of shaking heads in this room.
Not everyone agrees with us, Jay, but listen, I'm with you. Survival of the fittest. Nature works.
Well, listen, if you're a meat eater and you're walking around and you see nothing but prey, then don't save that. It's literally food.
Do you know what it's like? It's like when I walked through the parking lot and I had to pass all the food trucks. Like, I got it. I understood. I got it.
It would be like if I told you I had a chicken rescue. And
right.
You said, well, what do you do? It's like, oh, well, if a chicken's injured, I bring him to my farm, and I nurse him back to health, and then I kill him and eat him.
Right. See?
You would say, I would be a lunatic. You would think I was a serial killer if I did that.
I wonder if Jay's still on speakerphone with his kids.
Yeah, Jay, is everybody listening to you right now?
No, you know what's even worse? I'm not on speaker anymore. I'm back on Bluetooth, so my kids are only hearing the side of it. So I feel like if they had context, they would think Daddy was less of a lunatic.
We are
just hearing the one side of it. They think I'm crazy.
We are going to ask Jessica's sister, Courtney, to listen to this podcast and then see if she wants to reevaluate her opinion.
Oh, well, I mean, obviously, once she thinks it through, and here's my wonderful chicken farm analogy, she will actually call you and apologize.
You got to admit, it was pretty good. All right, Jay, listen, we're going to wrap up the podcast. We're going to get back out and introduce the rest of the bands, but drive safe.
Fantastic. I was worried that this would be the only one I wasn't on, but I'm on it. I'm very excited. Thank you, Bill.
Good
thank
talking you, to you, Jay.
And who is it? Allison?
Ashley.
Well?
Allison's pretty
good. This whole time, I've said her name like 7 times.
Starts with an A. Yeah, right,
I'm sorry. I'm trying to dodge people on mopeds and stuff out here. Very difficult driving.
All right, Jay. We'll see you. You know what? This is a good time for me to pause for our sponsors.
I paused too so that I could see it on the visualizer, so I know where to actually do that. Because sometimes you do it, Bill, and you don't pause long enough, and I don't see the actual pause, and it's a mess. So thank you.
All right, so why don't we do one more pause so we can fit one more sponsor in? By the way, I don't know if we'll have them signed by this release, but we have another podcast sponsor coming on. It's kind of exciting.
Is this the one you told me about, or is this an even different one, Bill?
No, it's the same one. Thanks, Jay. Okay. Jeez, you know, I'll tell you, Jay, you're like 0 for 2 today. I was all excited. I mean, it's new to us here in the room.
Right, new to us in the room, okay, good. But also, hey, a banner. So I was excited about that.
Right. Well, technically, it's not our banner. Ashley's going to keep the banner until we're back here again. But, Jay, you should come back with us next year.
If next year, listen, Ashley, if we do it next year, could I have a stash?
Yes.
I will bring you a crown as well.
Oh, a sash. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll wear it like Baby New Year. I'll put on a diaper and just wear the sash.
I think the sash with regular clothes would be fine.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying. You didn't have to shoot me down that quickly.
I don't know. There's a few guys here with leather chaps. Maybe bring a pair.
Yeah, there's a little bit of leather. Well, the bands are a little different.
The Guns N' Roses guy had some leather chaps.
All right, Jay. Drive safe. Kill it tonight. Or kill it tonight 2 weeks ago.
Thanks. Talk to you guys later. Thanks for having me.
Bye. All right. Who wins the bet? I knew he'd answer.
Good move, because he was so happy.
He was so happy.
So
how about that?
I thought I was going to miss this
one. So this is now the podcast that was not supposed to include Jay that does. So I wonder if I can... Now, if I Facebook Live with the bands not playing, I don't think it'll get taken down.
With the what?
What do you mean?
Sometimes with the music in the back, Facebook will take you down.
I think it'll be fine if you're on stage. It'll be fine.
You think?
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
Yeah.
All right, so
there won't be a band on when you're on stage.
They take it down because there's music licensing. So if you've got a licensed product that a radio station would have to pay for, you can't have it broadcast.
So you were going to Facebook Live on stage.
What do you think? Good idea, bad idea?
Good idea.
I think you should do it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you connected to the Wi-Fi on the bus?
No. So what I'm doing right now is draining all my battery.
Oh, no.
There's a charger right there.
Oh, good. Oh, look at that. All right. Do you mind? Fine. This is like full service.
This is the place
to
be.
All right, so where did we...
We should probably get out to the rest of the party, though.
Yes, I think you're right. How much time... What time are we at?
23 minutes.
All right, I think we're good. So, Ashley, where do you want people to follow you, talk about social media, and how do they get in touch with CFC Loud and Clear? On a serious note, if someone subscribes to the podcast, listens to this, you've got a family member, whether it's a parent, a sibling, or a child...
Yeah.
Who has an addiction issue. And honestly, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Where do they go?
They can go to healingus.org. They can call our main line, which is 833-300-HOPE, and hit extension 3, and you'll get straight to the office. And then you could follow us on Facebook. That's probably our most active account, CFC Loud and Clear Foundation.
What about Instagram?
Instagram, Twitter? CFC Loud, and Twitter, CFC Loud. We're on all of them.
Awesome.
So just reach out.
Thank you, Ashley. This
Thanks,
is great.
Guys.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for having the toughness and the courage and the organizational skills to make this happen.
Absolutely. It's been a blast.
Yeah, so we think more than 8,000 people this year.
I hope so. Fingers crossed.
It's not bad.
Looks pretty packed out there right now.
All right. Follow me on Twitter, unless Jessica turned it off. Did you yet? You were...
No.
Are you adjusting the volume?
I'm just...
Do I talk louder during the conversation?
So much louder than Ashley.
Is that what you're doing?
Sorry.
So you adjust it? Is this thing working?
Honestly, I'm losing my
voice.
Do
you see the little...
I am too. I've been going since 10 o'clock this morning, and I feel it.
Okay. Yeah. I just woke up without my voice.
All right. Follow me on Twitter, @BillSpadia. Follow Jessica, @ChasingJessNut. And we'll see you next time on Speaking Millennial.